Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Friendos, join us this Saturday, August 30th at Commonwealth Dry Goods for our autumn candle release for the 2025 season. The holiday conduit is here. Let's avail ourselves. We got a football season 2025 candle, two different Thanksgiving on the Outer Banks, best holiday of the year candles. Those are my favorite. And debuting apple cider donut scented candles. All types of seasonal originals for CWDG. We'll also have the entire autumn seasonal line for Shining Soul and Yankee Candle. You want your house to smell good for the duration of the fall? Be there Saturday, August 30th at Commonwealth Dry Goods for our autumn candle release 2025.
It's the Chad Duke Show Pour Edition. A little taste of what you get when you plunk down a credit card and subscribe for daily episodes on ChadDukeShow.com. Now here's your host, Joe Azer.
Jimmy and I have five segments that absolutely rip, and one original track by Oxgrill called Baby Girl in to close out the show as well. The first segment on this week's episode took place earlier this year in March of 2025. Wes sat in on a full episode of the Chad Duke Show for the very first time. Up until this point, Wes would pop in and out, but on this episode, he was in the seat for the entire show, start to finish. Chad asked the boys, each, prep a section or prep a story or prep something to share on the show. What he decided was crazy and reset the gold standard of what not to do when called up on the mic.
So I've asked these boys to prepare either a topic or a personal story, something that can assist the show, and you all claim to have done it, correct?
Yep. Correct.
Right? Which one of you would like to dip your toe in the water first? I notice Jim is already looking really nervous.
Yeah.
Wes looks surprisingly confident.
He does.
Yeah, Wes was confident at the bar when he was telling me.
Oh, he ran his story by you.
Well, no, he didn't run it by me. He just told me that he was prepared.
Wes's story last week was very disturbing. Like, it was difficult to have fun with. Do you recall, Jim?
Yes.
I chose a happier topic.
Okay.
Funnier. Right.
We've had a lot of monkey killing, a lot of potential infanticide with Jim walking child into the fucking meat. What is it called again?
The autoclave.
The autoclave.
Yeah.
Tom O.B., I don't know what type of autism you have. You know I love you. But Tom O.B. using this as his coming out party. He wanted to tell us he was born this way. He had to triple up Jim's monkey killing by telling us that not only is he injecting monkeys with anthrax, but he says he has three autoclaves at his job.
Yeah. And did you notice he was drinking liquor at noon?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I got no problems with that.
He was complaining about the cup size.
But like usually Tom O.B. doesn't make any sense. He'll post something about his houses or about a football player he coached. It just comes out of nowhere. You have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But it's Tom O.B., so you're like, it's fine. When he heard autoclave.
Yeah.
Parked right up.
Oh my God! You guys got to exchange notes.
I know.
I think he might be a little bit different tax bracket from you.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm used to that.
Yeah. Bump into a janitor convention, they can all say the same thing.
Oh, God, yeah, damn it.
That's right. Did you want to go first, Wes?
Yeah. So I'm going with more of a self mutilation type story today.
Wait.
Wow.
He's about to do something weird. Now I'm nervous.
Did he tell you what this is about?
Nope. But self mutilation is not where you want to go.
We don't usually
talking about that.
You're not cutting.
So today I was beating my penis with a hammer.
Yeah, I know. I mean, what could it possibly be?
It's about when I got my nipples pierced.
What?
Hold on.
I mean, you asked for our personal experience.
I really, really got to sit Wes down.
No, that's terrible. That's just awful.
It's like putting Kwame Brown in the NBA too early.
Your nipples are pierced.
No, they were. They used to be.
I don't think they fill back up.
Yeah, I mean, they still don't. It's not great.
So you have. I got to see them.
No, they're basically normal now.
What can we fit through the hole?
No, there's no hole in anything,
man. Is you got them pierced by a gutter nail? So there's you can actually put like a fucking roll of dimes in there. Hang down to the floor.
So having a Camaro with a zombie on the hood, no surprise, I used to be a mall goth back in high school.
A mall goth?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Just like the trap pants and the chains and all black.
Does that mean you'd hang out at the mall dressed like a weirdo?
Yeah.
Okay. And
probably at Spencer's.
Yeah.
Not a Hot Topic time for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was in a band at the time. I was feeling myself, thought I was cool.
You thought you were somebody?
Yeah,
thought I was somebody. What was the name of the band? I know I'm going to regret this. What was the name of the band?
Hero for a Day.
So it was an emo band.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so my girl.
There's probably 300 bands named that.
Why did you say
by
all
the way,
American
so
Rejects?
Much, I already understand Wes a lot more just from those three sentences.
I was into a really obscure band. What was it? Hooba Stank.
Turns out it was a Metallica song. I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah.
But my girlfriend at the time, she wanted to get hers done.
What?
Her nipples pierced.
Okay. So, how old are you?
I think I was 18. We're old enough to go to a studio, but I had a guy. So
you had a guy.
As one does.
Hey, man, so jealous.
Yeah.
After Mark donks off.
As many stories on here, I was at Marley Station Mall.
One.
Wow.
I can't believe I never saw you while I was working at Marley Station. Yes.
And we're in the back of my buddy's Nissan Sentra.
Okay.
And she was scared that it was going to hurt too much.
Well,
so,
I would assume.
Being the hero that I am.
The hero of the day.
Yeah.
For that day.
Wes is the hero of the day.
I said, don't worry, babe. I'll get them done first. I'll let you know how it goes. Let know it's safe.
I heard Wes renamed the band Ride the Lightning after he found out the hero of the day was taken. And then it was For Whom the Bell Tolls. Damn, confound it again, boy, Metallica.
So in the back of my buddy's Nissan Sentra, he had all like the clamps and the needles and all the professional stuff.
But you got a guy that's going to do it in his car.
In his car.
Why not? What? I don't understand.
It was an easy place to meet, I felt like.
A car?
Yeah, at Marley Station.
A car is an easy place to meet.
It is. It's very mobile.
So
why not get out and like sit on the tailgate? Like anything had to be better than just in the car. He's not driving an Expedition. Yeah. Get a Lincoln Navigator, maybe.
Why not in his shop?
There's no. He was also like 17, 18 at the time. He just had
an account to
get. So he had no experience doing it.
No, oh like God. We were the experience.
So Glenn Burnie, man.
You bought a sewing needle and some.
No,
thread.
No, it was the legitimate stuff. Had the holes in it, the clamps. He did pierce my cartilage though with just an old earring before, but now we have like more professional equipment.
Nice. Okay.
And so with being in the back of the Nissan, the one went well. The first one went good. Straight across, everything was good.
Why not just stick with that?
And we should have switched sides of the car to figure out to get the other one straight as well, but I just turned to the side like this.
Are you talking about your titties or hers?
Mine. I went first.
Okay.
And then he did the other one, but then when he did the other one, it went like too deep. And kind of to the side.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
So I had one.
Wes, I'm going to need you to screen your shit with me moving forward.
One straight and one caca.
Caca?
Caca.
So he shit on your chest?
Wait. Hold on. Everybody calm down. What do you mean caca?
Like cockeyed.
Oh. But why didn't you say cockeyed?
Caca's funnier to say.
I mean, he makes a point.
He doesn't. Jimmy does not.
Is Wes 3 or 30?
I don't know. Caca?
I haven't heard anybody say that in decades.
And it's never been about cockeyed.
No. It's usually about shit.
It's like if a baby soils themselves. Oh, you make caca?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's caca.
Yeah. So it didn't go well. But my girlfriend at the time, she still felt confident in his abilities.
Even after he fucked the whole thing up?
Oh, no.
Oh.
She was shaped like the number 9 and dumb as a box of rocks. She didn't know any better.
This is why I don't... The fact that I don't have a daughter is... Yeah. I'll never stop thanking the Lord for it. Because this piece of shit was sticking his ding-a-ling in this chick and then took her to the back of a Civic. And now 30 years later is shitting all over her. Like he isn't the worst person that's ever drawn breath.
Are you friends with her on Facebook?
God, no.
Oh, and I'm trying to figure out what shape by, like, a nine. And
flat ass, all tits.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
She said number nine means, say that again.
Shaped like the number nine, flat ass, big tits.
I would. That is not a number nine. Number nine means she's got a gigantic head.
Yeah. Didn't have much up there.
And so. She's on dope. She's doing the clean.
I guess. Was she on dope?
Not when I was dating her. Her sister was.
Hmm. Was that the one that you met at the strip tease, the strip con, the strip club?
No.
That was his sister.
Yeah, that was my stepsister.
You gave your sister money at the strip club.
Yeah.
And you recognized her by the cesarean scar?
Her tattoo. Oh. It was her husband and her first baby.
People that are not from here, they think that I just pick on Baltimore for no reason whatsoever.
No, we absolutely deserve it.
And this piece of shit made it out.
Yeah.
Doing well.
Where's your chick? I'm going to send her a fucking edible already.
She deserves better.
She does. But she also took you off the board, which is what. You know, you're not out there doing this to anyone else. Do you have a daughter?
No, just two boys.
Oh.
Lock up your daughters. Frederick, Maryland, I implore you. All right, so she gets them done?
Yeah, she gets them done. Everything's straight and good. So it worked out well for her. I had a terrible time.
How long did you keep them in after that?
Oh, a while. Like, I don't know, 3 years or
like
so.
Like a summer? Did you go through a summer with?
Yeah.
Did anyone? Anthony.
Sorry.
Listen, this is like 3 weeks in a row you've been neck farting more than anyone ever has. Just move over here.
Yeah, I was trying to get away.
No, you weren't. You just move back and we can hear it even better.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Move to the left or right.
If you want to become a Chad Duke Show Facebook subscriber, it's very, very easy. Head to the Chad Duke Show on Facebook, hit the Subscriber Hub button, and follow the steps to gain access to the secret supporter group chat and get the bonus show video backlogs.
In March of 2024, the fortress was buzzing. And while Anthony was getting attacked by his own pants, Biker Sean had some questions for Chad about what may or may not be going on with Money Monk and a certain utility issue he was facing down at the beach.
My pants were choking me. From the waist.
You saw that, right, Sean?
Well, it didn't look like you saying his belly back, like he was just getting ready.
He was presenting his ball bag and penis.
I couldn't get at my button. I had to get lean back
what?
Further.
What was that sentence?
I couldn't get at my button.
I couldn't get at my butt. Right? All right. Is that what? So that's when the belt is so tight you think it's going to saw you in half?
Well, I had already undone the belt, but the pants were sawing me in half, so I had to undo the pants too.
So the point.
I undid the belt before I sat down because I knew.
Why would the button for the pants is so tight?
Yeah. I'm gaining weight right now.
Okay, you're in your refractory period.
Yeah, I started taking this dietary pill again today because I stepped on the scale and I was fucking butt depressed.
Well, can I ask with the, I think it would be, if you're willing to share.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, we got a scale over there.
Yeah.
Because you've been eating all day. You came in here with pizza made from croissants. So I would imagine you haven't lost weight today, have you?
No.
You want to go step on the thing with Jim?
Sure.
Jim, walk over there with him. You gotta take all your clothes off like Jimmy did, or are you just getting on?
No, I'll take them off.
Well, I mean, you don't know. It's up to you. You don't have to. That's generous of you, man.
Look at those pants. Jesus. Dude. How are those sawing him in half?
We were walking. We were at the Jurassic Park thing, and I was like, Anthony, there's too many kids around for your pants to be that low on your ass. I mean, his pants, the waistline was at the back of his knees.
I know exactly what he's describing with the jeans, too, because I'm there right now, right?
Well,
nothing fits.
I can understand undoing the belt, but if the fucking button is sawing you in half, then you're in real rough shape.
Oh, yeah, it's over.
And, of course, if you would like to donate, Jim will slam a fish beer for you. I assume that's still on the table, Jim Daddy?
Yes.
He's wearing his mauve. Jim's wearing his mauve get-up today. This is how I know that he had plans to go out at night. He wait till 2 and turn out the light. Whenever he's wearing that mauve shit, he's fucking trying to bed some coworker. So.
I don't think so.
Well, you never know. And also, Jim was in his clean shaven phase last week, and because of that, he let it go this week. I can tell we're 1 week away from Shaggy Jim getting back. And then, of course, Monk Man is down for, I guess, the summer at the beach. I can tell you this. For those of you that might be jealous of Monk, Anthony can attest to this. I'll give you his number. Call him up. Call him up and just you don't even need to say nothing. Just breathe heavily into the fucking phone yeah. and listen to what is going on down at the beach. Am I exaggerating at all, man?
Not really, no. Every time I talk to him, I feel bad. I'm like, why are you down there? All he was talking about was getting down there to go fishing, and it's 40-mile-an-hour winds.
He hasn't been able to leave the house.
Yeah, hasn't been able to fish.
The only
cold.
The only thing that would make it worse is if no one was able to bathe. And so they just were down there in their own squalor until they decided to go to a neighbor's house to bathe. I'm sorry. Biker Sean is here in for Money Monk. Yeah, sorry about that. I was really dying. I was Ricky Henderson sliding into the fucking show.
I refrained from calling Monk because I was excited to just ask what might be happening with him. I don't quite understand. Did a hurricane hit? Why can't he shower?
It's really interesting that you asked that question. So what do you know? You saw, I'm assuming you saw the screen captures I posted in the Super Secret Supporter chat.
Yes, I saw the screen caps. It doesn't look like there's a lot of fun happening and that Monk is somehow, I don't know how this is possible, less responsible than Jim.
Okay.
Which I never would have guessed.
I've never heard of Jim's water getting shut off. I mean, maybe it's happened.
I think we just haven't heard about it.
Knock on wood.
I guarantee something's been shut off.
Well,
over
look,
there.
Maybe it's been shut off, but it's not because he forgot to pay. Yeah. The circumstance is very different.
Now, Jim has lost his wallet twice that I can think of since starting the Chad Duke Show. Yeah. Monk lost his wallet twice on a Monday one time. It's fucking insane. So we'll discuss that. How's your eye, Anthony?
It's good. Sorry. Something flew in it.
No, it didn't.
I don't know what it was.
Nothing in here flew into your eye. What are you doing?
No, I'm saying like something off my face or I don't know.
Facer. I do have an update on Anthony potentially ending his own life on Saturday by eating cotton candy. Yeah, there's a lot of meat on the bone tonight.
Yeah.
No meat back there on the table, but a lot of meat on the bone. Boy, I tell you what. It's all right, it's good to have you boys up here.
Hey there, boy. If you like what you're hearing, consider leaving a 5-star review on iTunes and Spotify. It's the least you can do, you chiseling skinflint.
Just close your eyes and imagine for just a moment, you are about to go on vacation. You are headed to Hawaii in just a few hours, and literally on the day you are set to leave, disaster strikes. What you're about to hear is from 2025. Hotman Ted is in studio, sitting in with Chad, Dick, Ant, and Jimmy. And the question being discussed is really quite simple. If you were just hours away from vacation, is there anything that would derail your plans?
Hotman Ted is in the building. I don't know why. I thought maybe we could try to get to the bottom of that if we think there'll be any satisfaction.
Maybe he thinks this is like the next best thing after Hawaii.
Okay, because he didn't get to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, so he's like, I might as well go to the next best thing, which is the Chad Duke Show.
Wait, why didn't he go to Hawaii?
Imagine, Dick, booking a vacation to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Only to cancel at the very last minute. What could possibly cause that?
I don't know.
Sick parents, maybe.
I mean, Jester took a nap after a shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't miss a wink.
If Jester had the vacation to Hawaii booked, I'm laughing just saying it. But you don't think that he would be fucking toes in the water, ass in the sand? Oh. I mean, there ain't no fucking way.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, there's Ted's got something going on.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it. Are we allowed to talk about it?
I heard.
He seemed maybe real nervous.
Yeah, I heard maybe the best sentence that he recanted from a certain.
What's that?
Well, I'm him. There was maybe somebody said I'm a victim too. In Ted's presence.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
interesting.
Boy.
Yeah, it's a tough one to hear. A
victim of what? I wonder.
I don't know.
Fucking libs.
Victim. Oh, wow. What the fuck? What does that have to do with anything?
Come on.
Victim of. Huh.
Yeah.
I'll have to go through that. Here's what I can't say.
Oh.
If someone I knew was old enough to be drafted and die for their country, or if they committed a capital offense, be executed by their state. If they had an injury, I'm still going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I'll leave it.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
Yes. 100, yep.
Ted feels like sharing later. Perhaps we can coerce him into coming up here. He has to probably be in bed in about an hour. Yeah. We have way too much tonight. We have 3 hours worth of shit. I think Three Name Bandit, I keep thinking his wife keeps raising her hand to ask a question, but she's knitting.
just crochet.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, yes, Three Name Bandit's wife. Yes. What, do you have a question?
It's ass shoot right now.
Oh, boy. Are you allowed to drink soda in multiple rooms?
Where's the bell?
The problem is, so Chad, the problem is, and it was going great. Like, yeah. When I bought the Big Tuna Energy, because
I
could spill it all over the house and it wouldn't leave a stain. So now,
what an endorsement!
That's the best advertisement ever.
Unfortunately,
that's so fucking funny.
Unfortunately, you sold out of it.
I did.
That means I'm back to drinking diet cheer wine, and I've got to be very careful because that does leave a stain.
Looks like you know, there's still
no
sugar, don't sleep energy.
That company made a different labeled energy drink.
It doesn't have Ted's face on an aquatic beast.
I know.
I guess Ted's not buying any of fucking Moray Neal.
He better get some Moray Neal.
I'm definitely going to be buying right back into that stuff. Right, absolutely.
Very good hobby. Yeah.
Do you remember one time I came in and I bought 48?
I do remember that,
48
of the Big Tune Energy. Yeah.
I mean, it was a little narcissistic, but I wasn't going to say no.
That got my face on it.
That lasted Ted 1 week.
Yeah. You know what else has his face on it, Ant-Man?
My leg. Ted, are you concerned that I'm also maybe going to have other fish faces on my leg? And you're not going to be the
believe
prime
me,
one.
The last thing I'm concerned about is competition for my face on your body.
I'm going to have multiple faces staring at me while I'm sitting on the toilet.
Can we get a side-to-side photo before?
Oh, please. It's my favorite thing on Earth whenever we do an updated photo of the two. As they both age.
We definitely could.
I hope me and Ant-Man both make it to our 70s because I can't wait to take the picture at Ted's grave with Ant-Man's fucking...
You got to pull the skin tight?
Yeah.
I'll have to get the tattoo updated.
Hold on.
Just a skeleton.
What you think you have a greater chance that of Anthony getting to 70 than winning the Powerball?
No, I'm saying me and Ant-Man probably aren't going to make it there. But I'm saying if we do, that will be a hilarious picture that I plan on sending to your kids.
Yes. If I make it to 50, I'll be so fucking steamed up.
That's only like 2.5 years away.
Anthony, you've talked many times about all the times in your life that your plan was to die very shortly after that. So.
It never works out. I keep living.
Now, for
try hard. That's true.
Ted's up here talking real reckless.
We all get old eventually, all right?
So that's a brother.
The alternative is death, so it's really not the worst thing in the world. No.
The goal is to get older.
Some just get older faster.
Your age tends to span. It just feels like it's a lot.
It's just some of us are the age now that you were when we met you.
That is strange to me, too. Yeah. Ted was a little bit younger than me.
I think I was 41 when I met you guys originally.
Yeah, I got a picture.
Yeah. So it was, I mean, so I'm really a clock of history. You know, you can look at it up as I'm telling time.
Write that down, please.
There it is.
My age.
Clock of history.
That's a much better one.
Hot Man, the clock of history. Hot Man, what brings you up here tonight?
Oh, I just decided to come up. The truth is, I don't have work tomorrow. So it was like a very convenient night. You
Congratulations.
Know, I took the day off. So I decided to come up here and enjoy your all's company. I'm very excited
to be here.
It's
great to see you. Nice. How's the giant pile of money you won't spend?
Well, I don't know. The problem this time of year is it's 100 degrees outside every day, so I really can't use it as firewood this time of year.
Oh,
so
he's talking about it. He's like, Jim, do you understand that with a snap of his fingers, he could change your whole fucking life?
You've seen season two of Narcos when Escobar is just on the run. That's basically it.
I mean, yeah. I don't know what to do with it because it's kind of blocking doors as people are trying to come in and go out.
He's doing a one-act play over here for us. Tuna, why? Why weren't you in Hawaii last week?
Yeah, so let me go ahead and tell you this story because I'm still pretty upset about it, as is my wife.
Yeah, you seem real upset.
Yeah. So we were supposed to fly to Hawaii last Monday. Or no, I'm sorry, last Friday. So not this most recent Friday, but the previous Friday.
Okay.
And we did not because an hour before we were supposed to leave for the plane, my stepdaughter was running. And she tripped and fell and broke her arm.
That's terrible.
So, that's terrible. So my wife and I said, okay, well, let's let's change the flight till tomorrow, and let's see if we can resolve this and go. So we go over to the hospital, and they say, well, yeah, we can put a splint on her right now, but she's got to A, come in another day for more tests because we're going to rush her out of here right now, and then B, we need to come in yet another day to get the cast put on her. So that basically killed off the vacation that we were doing all
this. She's 11?
No, she's 20. Mm. Huh. So I know where you're going with this.
I'm telling you where you're not going.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
I know. Yeah. We talked about it, and we decided it would, we just couldn't fly, just knowing that she was back home with this cast and couldn't go, or, you know. So that's kind of how that went. Hmm. So we decided to just do a staycation.
Did we decide?
No, that was the thing. It was a decision. And the two we's... So this all happened, like I said, about 9 in the morning. By 5 o'clock...
Two wees.
Yeah. Myself and my wife had become totally irate about it.
So instead of just going to Hawaii, you guys didn't want to leave her, but then you resented her publicly.
Right. <Yeah. laughs> We just passively, aggressively were upset the rest of the week about the
whole
thing.
Wouldn't it be better for everybody if... Because I know that if I broke my arm, I would be like, no, go on vacation. Yeah. Please do not let this stop you.
That was the thing. We were thinking, if we went on vacation, we would be like... Oh, you know, there would be certain guilt associated with it the whole time we were there, and we decided not to do it.
Not for me.
Nope.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't even think twice about it. I'd be like,
I know, Anthony, here's I know you wouldn't feel guilty yeah. at all.
You got your own car. You got a card. I can call if you need anything, but we prefer
don't call.
Just
drop the MX Black on the fucking counter and say, whatever you want, we're out.
Yeah. I was going to say, did you feel guilty that she got to continue staying in your house while you were in Hawaii, you know?
Yeah, right.
Did she feel bad that you guys are sitting in Virginia instead of Hawaii?
Yeah, she felt very bad about it. She was crying all week about it.
This sounds amazing.
Just, you know, I was going to say, how many? So you guys didn't get to go on the trip. So there were two victims of this tragedy. Yeah, right.
Well, three.
Oh, four. Three.
Four. Well, that's the thing. Yeah. By 5 o'clock, when the yelling got to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Crescendo when we were, because we were so upset about it. She's like, I'm a victim, too, here.
You know,
she didn't say that.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so it was a rough week. It was absolutely not what we expected.
Can I ask you a question? First of all, thank you for your transparency. This is a difficult topic. Jimmy, can I speak with you candidly?
Please.
And don't take offense.
Okay.
If one of your children broke their arm, and then you had a vacation, again, this is very fictional, you had a vacation planned, I'm guessing to Ocean City or to Dewey, would you cancel it and not go on the vacation?
No! Oh my God!
Wait a minute. Anthony, you know this, all right? Jim, it's very easy for you to lie about this right now when it's just a hypothetical.
Okay.
In all seriousness, let's say one of your kids breaks his or her arm.
Right.
Would you, I mean, you're saying right now you would still go on the trip anyway. I mean, it's very, just think about it. Think about what your wife's going to be thinking about at that time, what you're going to be thinking about.
Dude, he was at dinner with us while his kids were celebrating their birthday and his wife and his anniversary.
Two months ago.
Shooting.
Yes.
Yeah,
shooting. Yeah.
Now that I think about it, we all know he's a terrible human being.
You're asking the wrong person.
Wait, are you?
Yes, absolutely right.
Wait, are you pleading out? Or are you, what's happening? Is the court case still going on? Or?
Ted don't want to see me in court for this one.
No.
Friendos, if you're in the area, make sure you visit Commonwealth Dry Goods in scenic Old Town Fairfax. They have the very best in local candles, peanuts, gifts, chocolates, olive oil, hot sauce, along with ice-cold cheer wine, and both types of music on vinyl. You can check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Commonwealth Dry Goods or order online today at CommonwealthDryGoods.com.
Did you know that Chad has never followed any of his producers on social media? Think about all the folks that have sat in the second chair or on mic number two. And for all those years, Chad had a strict no-follow social media policy in place. You'll hear from Chad directly as he explains why in detail. And everything comes full circle in this segment from May of 2023 as Tor explains why he was shirtless in DC and introduces the world to top popping.
What I used to do when I was at your age and everyone was cheap is I would fuck it. Because people would, they would order like two cheeseburgers at McDonald's, get no fries, and ask you for some ears.
Yeah.
I would physically order a second holster of fries. And that was just for, if anybody else is going to ask me for fucking fries, then this one is the one I'll put in the middle of the table because I'm not giving you any of my fucking French fries. And I did that for years because I just, you know, you hang around with a bunch of derelicts like you hang around with a bunch of derelicts. And it's like, I'm not going to fucking deal with you guys trying to stick your goddamn disgusting fingers into my shit.
I have to force my house because if we're drinking and we're vaping or nicotining it up, I'm going to take you to the 7-Eleven and make you buy them so you're not in my pocket all night. We are going to take a field trip, you and me. This is how it's going to work.
So I didn't know it worked that way with vapes. That was always that way with cigarettes.
Oh, I'm getting killed. I'm like, no more. You're a grown man. You're 25 just like me.
I don't understand.
Me.
They're just hitting your vapes?
Joe! Like they don't... I can't...
There's no worry about germs? No, you guys don't worry about germs? Oh, you share enough bodily fluids. Yeah. Jeez. I guess I was talking about... I forgot who I was referring to.
If you want to bring the hazmat suits over to the house, we can get the full scan.
I don't want to be... I don't want to know anything about the fucking bodily fluids that are being shared in the House of Happiness. Well, that's different. Like, but smoking was way more prevalent when I was... And then the guys that had cigarettes would just get hit up all the time. Like, hey, man, can I get a cigarette? It's like, well, this was $7. Like, you're fucking... I mean, it's not a small deal for me to give you one of these things.
I ask them, are you embarrassed? Just like that.
Yeah.
To ask me for this. Are you embarrassed about this? Once every 2 weeks.
I can't even imagine. Because you could just buy them at any convenience store, right?
Anywhere.
Are they just chiselers? They just don't want to pay for it?
Just chiseling moochers. And I'm sitting here like, why am I the only one that could ever make it to the convenience store? Why am I the only one that's sitting here? This isn't an issue for me. I can do this. And I'm not going to make it someone else's issue.
That's really annoying. But you all vape?
Oh, yeah. Definitely on the week.
Strange.
Drinking. Well, the...
You never smoke cigarettes?
I'm not a cigarette guy.
But vaping is fine.
Yes. It's not, but...
What does it do? Like, I've never vaped, so...
A little buzz. It feels... I mean, it basically get the same effect of a cigarette while drunk from that.
Yeah, I just have never... It's never been my thing, so I don't know what that's like. I enjoy cigars. I do not like the buzz a cigar gives me. It feels strange.
Well, the cigars are... I enjoy them. My face skin does not enjoy them.
Face skin?
The skin of my face gets very dry afterwards.
What?
From the smoke that hits my...
Your ailments are so bizarre to me. And then my favorite part of them is you always act like everyone has the same shit.
I gotcha. I know.
Like you're one half of a Diet Coke and I got to spray diarrhea all over the wall. Shit is so weird. So what happens? You smoke the cigar in your face?
And the next day I...
You're like Jack Palance?
I gotta like have a deep moisturize almost afterwards to make sure my skin is...
Demoisturized?
Deep moisturized.
Oh, deep moisturized.
I can't speak.
You fucking smoke a cigar and your face dries out.
The smoke hits my cheeks and they start to be...
Which cheeks?
My facial cheeks.
Because those aren't the first cheeks I think of when I think of you. I think of a different set. And I spent a lot of time thinking about it.
I prefer the other set to be drier and less swampy.
Oh, my God.
And then this set up here.
This got disgusting real quick. I was talking about antiquing, and now we're talking about your cheeks drying out.
Yeah, I don't know how it gets here.
Shit. I do not follow Tori. In the grand tradition of me wanting to have better relationships with my producers, much as I do not follow Drab T-Shirt, did not follow Othello Boucherib, I do not follow Gigantor on his personal accounts. Because I have found a weakness of mine is it is very difficult for me to not criticize the dumb shit that other people do. And to them, it doesn't feel like dumb shit, right?
Sure.
So I don't follow Young Gigantor because he talks like he speaks as if he is a moron on social media, like all young people do. You guys all talk like rappers, and maybe I did that when I was your age. I don't recall. But now it's fucking embarrassing. Like, I know it doesn't sound like it, but I ultimately do have a lot of respect for Tor. I think for his age, he's way further advanced than most of his peers. And
thank you.
Yeah. And you have good, I think you got a good head on your shoulders. Like, there's a lot about you I like, but you're still a kid and you still do the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
Understood.
Right. Every person my age feels that way. I started getting messages on Saturday.
First responders.
Oh, absolutely. The picture in question that I was sent, I'll just say a multitude of times. It features our buddy, Young Gigantor, and he is at, I guess it's a club? It looks to me like it could be a warehouse.
You're not far off.
Is it a what? Is it a rave?
It was a venue called in DC called Echo Stage. It's where a lot of DJs perform.
Oh my fucking god! See again, I can't see this. It's just, it looks awful. I mean, it just looks awful. It looks smoky. It looks like they didn't finish it. There are just all around.
Hey, come on.
In this picture, there is who I can only describe as someone that looks, if DJ Pauly D was shrunk down to a third of the size that he is, wearing an Affliction shirt or whatever the fuck that is. There's a very young, tan, Jersey Shore-looking guy. Tor is looming over him. Like, I'm... Is he 5'4"?
He is a short gentleman. I think he's...
Are all your friends real short?
And
you get real handsy with them? Tor's got his arm around this guy. And I don't even need to get to the part where Tor is bare-chested. He is nude from the waist up, wearing sweatpants. It's the whole thing.
The only grievance I have...
The coffee cake in full fucking effect.
The only grievance I have with the Facebook comments, those are not sweatpants. Those are black slacks.
There's a song called Black Slacks. You might enjoy that if that's what you wear. They look like sweatpants.
I got you. That's the intention.
You have your shirt. Your right arm is draped over what I could only assume is your better half. Your left hand, you've got the ogre hand around what I assume is your shirt.
Correct.
There's the chain. Tor has no shirt. He is the only shirtless person in the photograph. See, I thought maybe this was a beach party or something where nobody else is shirtless. I'm not even going to comment on some of the things going on because I don't want to, you know, they don't need to be commented on. But what I can say is I have no idea what led up to your decision to not only have this, first of all, who the fuck took this picture? Secondly, the dude that's with you doesn't look nearly as blotto as you do. I mean, you look like you're on Mars as far as your intoxication level.
Okay, so I'll answer those series of questions. Honky took the photo.
Honky was there?
Yeah.
Is Honky the one that you lift up on your shoulders?
No, that's Sleepy.
Sleepy goes up on the shoulders.
Sleepy went up on the shoulders that night. This is not Sleepy in the photo, though.
That's not Sleepy.
No.
Did this guy go up on your shoulders?
No, he wanted to, but...
He wanted to.
DJ Pauly D couldn't get up.
He wanted to go up on the shoulder. Why couldn't he? He couldn't get it up?
No, because Sleepy got removed very quickly by security.
Oh, so you tried to do the bit.
Very quickly.
Holy shit. Do you guys try to talk to girls at these places?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, the one behind you in the picture is what I envisioned the Waldorf chick looked like. When you're driving out there.
Let me zoom in here. I didn't even notice.
Oh, take a look.
Oh.
Take a look at that young lady. Don't act like you wouldn't.
She doesn't seem very pleased.
No one seems all that happy around you. A lot of women with their backs to you is what I would say. When was the photo taken in the evening?
This photo was taken, I would guess, the main performer didn't come on until...
Is Honky up on a table taking this picture of you?
I think he just raised the phone up.
Trying to get a better angle, I would assume.
Yeah, which I appreciate, even though it's still tough angle. Well, it's not a tough angle. Tough body.
The shirt.
Well.
It got removed. Why?
I was excited for the main performer.
Oh, so this wasn't a temperature issue?
No.
This was just take your shirt off, twist it around your head, spin it like a helicopter.
It was exactly, and I don't care about the main performer. I don't like house music.
Then why the fuck why were you excited?
Because it was a funny bit.
Also, this is a bit you're doing.
I enjoyed the bit of, I'm going to pop the top for this, for the DJ.
Okay, so you've already, bit of a spoiler alert. Top Poppers LLC is the only comment is the only statement on this. And this is an Instagram story.
Correct.
For those of you that are familiar. So it's Tor, bare-chested, arm around DJ Pauly D, shirt in his hand. Is the room that smoky? Or is that just a weird shot?
No, there were a lot of fog effects and stuff like, and the lasers might have accentuated that.
You need that when you're making really good music.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Top Poppers LLC. You made that comment, I assume.
Correct.
I thought Top Poppers meant like you were bussing bottles of fucking Cristal open. You know what I mean?
Oh, that would have been good. Yeah.
Yeah, popping bottles, you know? I thought maybe it was a different way to say that.
Uh-huh. I appreciate that this is a judgment-free zone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, not for the... It's not judgment-free at all.
Well, yes.
Loads of judgment.
For that, at least for that circumstance.
Just not for that. Top Poppers mean... You're referring to your shirt as a top. Is that right?
In this instance, yes.
Now, is that a thing, or is that more Tor speak?
That's 100%. Tor speak.
Okay, good. Because a lot of times you confuse me with what is actual young person jargon and whatever talk you fucking have come up with.
No.
Why are you bleeping that out? I said Tor talk.
Nobody has
No one's watching a Tor talk, by the way.
Oh, my God. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, so here's how you dump Lowenbrow on a broad leg.
You got a problem with crickets in your basement.
I'm your man.
I gotcha.
You want to get a fish's brains all over the floor as quickly as possible.
People like to use a big round shoe, but they can squeak out. You need a flat shoe.
You like paying $40 for a haircut and they don't cut any hair off? I got you, dog. Holy shit.
Tor talk would be awful.
Tor talk would be bad. Oh, look, you got to use liquid wrench. WD-40 is too expensive. So Top Poppers LLC, though, your boy isn't in it. It's just
correct.
You because he didn't pop his top.
He did not. Others in the group did pop the top.
Oh, they did?
Yes. A lot of there were some shirtless people there.
They threw you out, or they yelled at you for putting someone on your shoulders, but they were okay with you taking your shirt off?
Seemingly so.
So the picture gets taken.
Yeah.
You look, the picture is then sent to you?
I see the picture the next morning.
But you posted it?
Correct.
But did he take the fucking picture with your phone, or did he take the picture with his phone and then send it to you?
His phone sent it to me.
Holy shit. So then you get the phone, you look at it, say, this is awesome, and I've got a great new gang that I want people to join, and you throw it out there to the world.
Look, it's no Monday Night Fuck Faces, but
I got you. You can throw shade if you want, but
I'm saying
the Monday Night Fuck Faces have never been bare-chested, to my knowledge.
Oh, you guys got to get on it.
I guess. Sitting in Hooters watching Monday Night Football with those shirts on, that sounds pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you. I admire your confidence. I said that to a couple people on Saturday night. I said, the kid does not have the hang-ups that I have. I actually admire him for that.
I don't know. I enjoyed this photo with me and DJ Pauly D.
It's real funny. I mean, I got to say, if this was just to make people laugh, but I don't believe you. I think you think this looks good, makes you look like you're at Below Deck.
Here's what I know.
That's what I think you think this means.
I can't be with those guys. I cannot be with those
guys. No, think this is a Vanderpump Rules bit, and you're living that fucking life.
Okay. I'll do a little telestrator for you.
Are you telling me that you did this purely for comedic effect?
I think I did this 75% comedic effect.
But 25%?
25%.
Chain in the mouth selfies for the girl.
Because I'm okay with 25%
but
of
you're,
how
but
I
you're also that guy. Like, you don't mind being a douchebag, right?
I don't mind, obviously, popping the top.
There's evidence. I'm looking at it right here in front of me. You're the top pop.
I have...
Want a daily episode of The Chad Duke Show? Head on over to ChadDukeShow.com and subscribe today. There's a ton of bonus content, and you can cancel anytime. That's ChadDukeShow.com, dear boy.
Jimmy and I have one more segment on today's show, plus, of course, that original track by Ox Grill to close out the episode. The last segment is from Labor Day of 2021. Chad had one hell of a commute to the Fortress, shared all the details with Tor, and nearly had a meltdown over it. There isn't much else for me to say except happy Labor Day and happy Normie Palooza.
It's fucking hideous out there. It's hideous. And then everyone's got nothing to do. Everyone's just driving up and down the hall. It's bumper to bumper. There's no pandemic, by the way. All of the fear that exists on the internet does not exist in real life. If you're out there in the jungle like I am every day, nobody gives a fuck. I've never seen so many cars in my life. It's fucking Labor Day at 11:30, bumper-to-bumper traffic to get here. Where is everyone going? Meanwhile, moron, you're way more likely to fucking get into a car accident because you're texting. I don't know if you're allowed to turn your car on anymore unless you're looking at your cell phone. Every single person that I was driving into, the phone was up in front of their face as they're driving. Nobody will go when the light turns red. If you try to aggressively drive like a fucking adult and get in front of somebody, they lay on their horn at you because everyone's terrified. Oh, you know how many fucking normies there are out in front of this building right now?
I'm guessing it was a pretty tough commute today.
God. Yesterday I go out to Flying Ace and they unpack tour. It looks like they're getting a fucking Marine infantry unit to storm a beach. These people have two kids. They pull up in an SUV the size of fucking what the Stones unpack to set up their set at their fucking concert. Then they both break out the sides, and the strollers, I swear to God, the strollers are the size of Gravedigger. And they have to put the Christ child in there, and they have to take the other fucking little crumb snatcher out. That I guess they just can't stop fucking. God bless them. They have healthy fucking libidos. But every goddamn yuppie couple I saw yesterday had three kids each 9 months apart. Get off her, bro. Go to the gym. Work some of that tension off. Jesus Christ, I'm going to start giving out OnlyFans subscriptions on this fucking channel just so we can stop people from squirting out kids every 9 months. Tor, I got stuck behind two of them just because I parked. They parked, and they're breaking out the fucking bivouacking set. I guess they're going to spend the whole afternoon at Flying Ace Farm with the whole brood, right? They brought everybody out so that everybody can get drunk and drive home.
Oh, yeah.
They have encampments. It's not just strollers anymore. It's tents. It's fucking, they got the changing shit. They got the, all right, here, your electronics. Sorry, mommy's got the electronics. And there's another family that knows this other family. They're bivouacking over here, so they're meeting in the middle. And the kids are just walking through the parking lot. Walking through the parking lot. It's the parking lot of a brewery that sells whiskey. Everyone's drunk. And I thought my problems were over, and then I drive into work today, and it's fucking Mad Max. It's fucking the Thunderdome out in the goddamn streets of Fairfax. Because there's some craft fair horse shit up the road, so everyone is just wandering around trying to find out where to go. Where do they take the tickets? Do you have vegan meals for children? There's not enough pertolites here. Ugh. How do we live like this? How are you?
My commute, I guess, wasn't too bad, actually.
It's not just it's not the commute. I have funds. I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm an adult. I'm the only one. I'm the only one, Tor. Everyone else is like, man, we'll get there when we get there. There's a speed limit. I'll drive 10 miles under it. There's a left lane. Well, I'll be in that one. You're flashing your lights at me? I don't know what that means. Do you know how many student driver stickers there are on the back of SUVs in Northern Virginia? I think what happens is the fucking have all decided that they can't fucking drive and they've just given up on learning to drive. So they just slap a student driver. Do you know how many grown men with beards I pulled up next to? They had student driver stickers on the back and they're just sitting there looking at their phone in their car. And people want to tell me, oh, it's because their kids are learning to drive. No, it isn't. It's 50% of all cars in the area now. And this is 6 months old. 6 months ago, there were none. Now there's a million. There's a dickhead that I've gotten stuck in this elevator with three times. And every fucking time I come out of my car and he's getting out of his car, it's an old motherfucker. He has a briefcase. He does the bit. I hate this fucking bit. I hate it. He has the briefcase with the wheels on it and the handle.
Oh, yeah.
To go the five fucking seconds from the parking lot into this building. And it's always a problem. Like, I'm always stuck behind him, and he's putting the you know, it's the telescoping fucking handle. He's putting it down and picking it up. And so today, I'm walking in, he's walking in. I don't know if this guy's coming or fucking going. That's another thing. I'm walking past people. I'm like, are you going to be scared of me? Half the people look at you like you're a werewolf now. If you walk past them, they pull away from you. All right, I want to be aware of everyone's situation. I don't want to be a problem. Look, I'm just trying to get to where I want to go. I'd like to not interact with you, but I also am a member of society, and I understand that we have to. I have held the door for this piece of shit probably six times.
Okay.
I've done it all. Thank you. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, man. Hey, good morning. How are you? Thanks. Awesome. Appreciate you. How you doing? Good job. All right. I've jabbed, I've poked, I've fucking hit him with overheads, projectiles. I'm hitting him with fucking uppercuts, anti-airs, anything I can to try to get this guy to admit that we work in the same fucking building. And I've seen him multiple times. Nothing. He would rather. He might be a mute. If he's a mute, I take it all back. Maybe somebody reached in like Ariel and pulled out his fucking voice box, and there's a big fucking purple squid lady out there with his voice somewhere. I have no idea.
Hot.
Would be hot. Would you bang Ursula? I would. I wouldn't even need her to transfer into hot Ursula. She steals the prince.
I feel like she was crazy.
Oh, God. You know what? Whoa! That was a technical. I fucking can't even believe what you just said.
Is that my first tee?
Mm. It's the first time I've ever teed you up.
Oh.
I think I teed up Batman once. I definitely teed up Monk. Oh, I have some Monk stories. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do I have some Monk stories? All right, let's pull it together.
If you enjoyed today's episode for The Pores, share it with a friend and please leave a 5-star review. It literally takes 2 seconds, and if you haven't already, please also consider going to ChadDukeShow.com and subscribing to receive daily episodes. If you want even more content, check out Chad Duke Show on YouTube, where you can stream solid dudes. And don't forget about the Facebook super secret supporter chat. If you have a favorite segment you think would be great, send it. bestofcds@gmail.com. Jimmy and I will do our best to get it into a future episode. My name is Joe Azer. Thank you for spending a little bit of time with me today, and I hope you have an awesome weekend.
Yeah, it's the Hoot and Colossal. All I want for breakfast is Fruit Loops and waffles. 2 scoops of sugar and a huge bowl of Captain Crunch. Always DoorDash, never pack the lunch. Throwing plastic bottles inside of regular trash cans. I'm the one that made Aunt Mandy the cat scan. Eating so much Anita's burritos might need a lap band. Neil from Grand Slam be looking like Hellboy. Torben the bros working tries and deltoids. Shot down by a chick scoot away like Elroy. Jetson is when depression sets in, cause all of my text messages get left on red. Get home and start crying like I just want head. Yeah, or maybe some booga. Give him a pack of Sour Patch Kids, he'll consume them. Cut off all the smell is filling the room up. Only fuck with a chick if it's smelling like tuna. Fish get a tissue and wipe the jizz off his forehead and tore his bed to bro house smelling like a porn set. Yeah, cause we be out baby girling. Yeah, we be out baby girling. Catch us in Georgetown, Fairfax, maybe Sterling. Out with the bro dogs just drinking until we hurling. Cause we be out baby girling. Yeah, we be out, baby, girlin'. Catch us in Georgetown, Fairfax, maybe Sterling. Out with the bro dogs, just drinking until we hurlin'. We hurlin'. Cause we be out, baby, girlin'. Yeah, we be out, baby, girlin'. Fucking Chewbacca's out in Winchester. Like, can I get a hey there, boy, from Jim Jester? Ain't nothing going on, just molesting a co-ed. Got a few in the basement decapitated with no heads. Now watch me scoot away in this moped. Couldn't afford an Uber. Shoe loud golden tuber. At Roots Chris eating steak for 2 for 1. The type of shit that we do for fun. Fucking with these hoes look sorta like that Gamora chick. Pre-spreading his butt cheeks before shit. Tour, sit on the toilet and drop a loaf. What these hoes want, COVID or herpes, I got them both. I ain't fucking with a chick if she got a post like, ah yeah, just stiff as a mannequin. Is that Aunt Mannequin blacking out from the gin? Smoking Joe with jizz on him, about an ounce to the chin, to the chin. Cause we be out baby girlin'. Yeah, we be out baby girlin'. Catch us in Georgetown, Fairfax, maybe Sterling. Out with the bro dogs, just drinking until we hurlin'. Cause we be out baby girlin'. Yeah, we be out baby girlin'. Catch us in Georgetown, Fairfax, maybe Sterling. Out with the bro dogs, just drinking until we hurlin'. We hurlin'. Cause we be out baby girlin'. Yeah, we be out baby girlin'.
Friendos, head over to The Chad Duke Show on YouTube to get more great shows and segments of The Chad Duke Show and Solid Dudes with Chad Dukes. That's youtube.com/ChadDukeShow, and make sure to like and subscribe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.